tinha um violão. Seu amor se faz numa canção comercial.
Vejo as vidraças partidas. Vou girando a esfera na sala de espera atrás do sensacional.
Perdurão.
Vou girando a esfera na sala de espera atrás do sensacional. Girando a esfera, nossa sala de espera atrás do sensacional.
Olha o teto, mano. Tá
você pensar que vai fazer de mim, por que não? Seu sorriso agora está no ar, vai ficar comigo até o fim na canção.
Vejo as vidraças partidas. Vou girando a esfera na sala de espera atrás do sensacional. Vou girando a esfera na sala de espera atrás do sensacional. Vou girando a esfera na sala de espera atrás do sensacional.
Begintune. Je hebt je eigen begintune, toch?
Het is 3 uur 's middags. Op woensdagmiddag betekent dat dat het tijd is voor...
Radio Teranga!
Radio Teranga, live van over diverse continenten.
Nou, kun je wel zeggen.
Niet alleen hier, maar ook daar.
Ik denk dat we naar Azië, Afrika, Amerika en Europa moeten. Wel.
En Australië ook niet vergeten.
Zit Radio Echo Box?
Ja. Australië niet vergeten. Tasmanië. Zeeland.
Mag wel ietsje minder van mij hoor, die echo.
Ik heb in mijn uitzending nog geen echo.
Heb ik er nu twee openstaan of zoiets? Ligt het daarmee?
Ja, maar het drinkt hier niet door, gelukkig.
Oké, nou ja, goed. Ja.
Nee, het is namelijk zo.
Ik heb net een rondje Afrika gebeld, maar onze man in Burkina. Burkina is nu aan het voetballen, hè? Burkina is een land in Afrika en daar hebben ze voetballen en daar doen ze mee aan de Afrika Nations Cup. Dat is heel belangrijk. En die spelen nu, dus ik heb even onze man in Burkina gebeld, maar die kijkt helemaal niet. Huh? Dus daar hebben we helemaal niets aan. En ik weet ook niet hoeveel dit staat. Ze zijn al bijna klaar, maar ik kom er niet achter.
Is Kimball nog in de buurt? Misschien moet ik hem even een appje sturen met de goede URL.
Ja, Kimball die weet dat allemaal. Maar ik heb een website en het staat wel dat er een wedstrijd is, maar niet hoeveel het staat, weet je wel. Ja,
want de Afrika Cup wordt dus gespeeld, mensen die dat nog niet hadden. Dus dat is een voetbalspel.
En dan kom je gewoon de hele kerstvakantie mee door met de Afrika Cup. Daar word je warm van.
Dus jij hebt kerstvakantie ook?
Ja, het is toch kerst of zo?
Oh ja, niet.
Dus ja. En Ivorcus speelt ook, maar... En Cameroen speelt ook. Ja, Thompson reageert niet, weet je wel. Even nationalistisch, maar Thompson uit Cameroen, voetballer. Een beroemde Atheense voetballer, een held, mag je wel zeggen.
Mag ik even...
Maar reageert gewoon niet, weet je.
Even lekker tussendoor storen. Eén commentaar. Ik heb in mijn hele leven maar één voetbalwedstrijd gezien. Wil je weten wat het is?
Nou, is het niet dubbel?
Nou, oké. Ik heb Odessa-Kharkov gezien in Odessa. Dat is de enige voetbalwedstrijd die ik ooit gezien heb. En dat was leuk. En ik had geen flauw idee wat er aan de hand was. Dit was trouwens in Odessa. 30 jaar. Dat was lachen. Dat was de enige voetbalwedstrijd die ik ooit in mijn leven gezien heb. Niks Ajax of Feyenoord. Odessa, Kharkov.
Ja.
Okay. En wat hebben we eigenlijk in het petto in deze uitzending verder? Behalve het, of, Afrika Cup. Want het waren de leeuwen, nee, de diamanten.
De Tranga Lions.
En de kobaltmannen. Hebben ze ook die metalen en die zeldzame spullen uit de grond? Hebben ze daar ook namen voor van voetbalteams?
Ja, de Blue Diamonds.
Ja. Maar het is toch geen voetbalclub volgens mij.
Oh.
Of wel?
Ja, ik hou het niet heel goed bij, want ja, onze correspondenten laten het afweten.
Ja.
Maar het gaat heel erg om het uiterlijk, weet je wel. Je moet de tenues, zo heet dat, hè? Tenue.
Ja, tenue.
Die
ja,
zijn heel belangrijk.
Oh, je weet dat. Ja, precies, tenue.
Dat gaat om de uitstraling.
Dat broekje en dat shirtje. En volgens mij die kousen ook.
En de schoenen en de haardracht.
Ja, maar vaak zijn die schoenen, die zijn dan... opeens heeft dan iemand gekke schoenen aan en dan heeft hij een andere sponsor voor die schoenen. Dat is vaak een voorbode ook van ook een transfer naar een andere club.
Ja, en dan gaat het ook vaker missen.
En er staat een Chinees op het... die staat met twee telefoons ergens in tussen het publiek. En die wordt gewantrouwd.
Ja, terecht. Die komt helemaal niet uit Afrika.
Precies, nee. Want, ja, misschien wel. Dat weet je niet. Maar hij ziet eruit als een Chinees.
De telefoon?
Nee, die bellende man.
Oh, de man. Oké. Je hebt namelijk heel veel Chinese telefoons, ook in Afrika, dat weet je.
Ja, en Chinezen ook.
Dat halen ze eerst in Congo uit de grond en dan brengen ze naar China in een fabriek en dan brengen ze het terug. En dan moet je er heel veel voor betalen ook. Ja. Dat heet handel. Extractie heet dat tegenwoordig. Het is alsof je bij de tandarts zit. Ken je die uitdrukking?
Is het safe?
Big tech, dat is allemaal extractie. Wat is safe?
Quote uit de film Marathon Man uit de jaren 70. Is het safe?
Ja. Ah. Wat?
Zo doen.
Ja, nee, absoluut.
Okay.
Ik heb trouwens ooit in de Bombonera een voetbalwedstrijd gezien. In de Buenos Aires. Dat was heel mooi. Ik zat op de bovenste rij. De Bombonera is een heel stijl stadion. Hè? Dat is echt een kuil. Dus als je bovenin zit, zie je helemaal niks. Maar het was wel heel gezellig. Boca Juniors was dat.
Ja, Bermudesking. Ik was ooit zelf in Buenos Aires. En ik zat in de binnenstad en er was een jong meisje die nodigde me uit voor de tango op een plein. En dat was een leuke herinnering.
Ja. Ja, tuurlijk.
Ja. En dat was Boca Juniors tegen River Plate of een ander duel?
Waar ik was, dat was tegen Quilmes. Quilmes is ook bier. Zeg maar het Groenlo van Argentinië.
Aha. Nou, over bier gesproken. Misschien ben ik over een maand in Delhi. Is er een favoriet merk dat ik zou daar moeten drinken een middag? Of niet? Een favoriet biermerk in Delhi, India.
Oh, Kelly, India.
Gewoon een IPA, zeg maar een Indian Pale Ale. Dat is toch wel India? Dan ben je dat toch al? Gewoon een of andere IPA.
Chapati.
Ja? Oké, ik stop het in mijn kop. Is goed.
Oké.
Maar die kan je in Amsterdam ook overal drinken.
Oh, is dat zo? Ja.
Maar die zijn dan niet in India gebrouwen. Dus je moet hem voor daar, is de echte.
Dat is snap.
Precies, dat is Vlaamse friet volgens mij.
Dat doen we niet.
Maar dat dus.
Zeg maar.
We zijn sprakeloos. Kijk, we zijn sprakeloos.
Ja. Nee, ik wou even wat zeggen. Senegal heeft dus gisteren gewonnen van Botswana. Van de Blue Diamond. Nee, van de Zebra's heet
Zebra's,
die.
Ja.
En 3-0. En dan. Even kijken. Ik was eigenlijk aan het kijken of er al een fanclub is. Ja. Precies. Ja. Even kijken. Oh ja, godverdomme. Jeetje mina. Nee, ik dacht ik moet het even over New York hebben, want dat is een ander continent. Want je weet het wel, hè?
Zeg het maar.
Nou, ik hoorde die Mamdani, hoorde ik wat zeggen.
Ja.
Ik had hem nog nooit eerder gehoord, dat is de burgemeester.
Ah, nu komen we bij het gescripte gedeelte. En moet ik dan nu dat muziekje van aanzetten? En dan...
Ja, doe maar even dat muziekje, dan kan ik even de keel schrapen.
Ja, schrap jij de keel, dan komt het muziekje.
Weer mijn storende commentaar. Ik heb begrepen dat de burgemeester van New York dus de Arabische nummers wil invoeren. En daar zijn de Republikeinen vrij boos over.
Maar de nummers zijn al Arabisch.
Ja, maar dan moet je de Republikeinen snappen.
Moet je Romeinse cijfers gaan gebruiken of zo van Trump? Oké. Okay. Ik zeg 6-7.
Moet ik hem dan hier overheen starten? Is dat het idee?
Ja, doe maar lekker.
Oké, okay, die zak ik een beetje. Nee, niet uit.
Dit is de jonge Mamdani. Die speelt samen met een beroemde Oegandese rapper. Maar hier doet hij het zonder.
Salam. Klopt. Zoran Kwame.
Ja, laat maar even spelen gewoon, netjes toch?
Ja, is goed.
Volg van je bek. Ja, Mustafa is hier.
Ja, zal ik dan nu Zoran Mamdani zelf starten? Want ik,
Nee, even wachten. Mustafa, we change to English now. Please.
Oh, yes.
Hallo, Mustafa.
Ja, hallo. Hello, how are you?
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Ça va bien, merci, ça va, alhamdulillah.
Are you ready? Are you prepared?
Yes, we can manage. Okay. Yeah.
Do you have your headset on?
Mine?
Your headset?
My headphone. Yeah. I have my headphone here.
Okay, nice. Cool. I talked with Lamin half an hour ago. Invite him to join the program, but maybe he comes later.
Okay.
Yeah,
he was Lamin Manifa.
Oui, Lamin Ram. Oui.
Okay.
On te salue. Okay.
Okay.
And yeah, okay. Oh yeah, English. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Do you have some news?
Yeah, the news just is about the Coupe d'Afrique des Nations.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about it already. Yeah.
It's important, yeah.
Yeah. You see the match yesterday?
No, I don't see the match, but today I see the resume.
Okay.
Yeah, I see the resume in the internet. But it was a nice match.
Okay.
Many occasions and, you know, big victory. 3-0.
One very late goal also. Eh?
Yeah. But good starting for them.
Yeah. And what is next?
Yeah.
Congo, eh?
We have to play with Benin. Yes.
Yeah, and with Congo also.
With Congo Congo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Group D.
Okay. But
you know, I'm not a big amateur of football, but when Senegal playing like Coupe d'Afrique, World Cup, yeah, I can go and look the match at the TV. Yeah, but if not, I don't have time for watching TV, watching match, you know. Yeah.
Okay. You are very busy.
No, just football is not my passion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can watch it when Senegal played.
Yeah, but I'm not a big follower of football myself, but I like it if people come together to watch together in the pub or somewhere.
Definitely.
Then it can be fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking for a place in Amsterdam where we can do that.
Yeah,
there must be some pub. I know one pub. I watched it before, but I'm not sure if it's still there because changes a lot, you know. Here,
I'm with one of my boys. He's a big amateur of football.
Yeah,
he have big television, and you know, every day, every time he follow the match, you know.
Okay. Maybe you can go. You can visit him next week, and we watch the game together on the radio.
He
can
give the comment.
It can be nice, man. Yeah, it's holidays here, so we have a fun time.
Yeah. His name is Lamin too. Gambia have many Lamin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah,
okay. Hey. I have to recap because you maybe understand, we talk about Mamdani, Zoran Mamdani, you know, the mayor of New York.
Yeah.
You heard about him?
I hear. No, I just hear the speech, but it's a nice speech, and you know.
Yeah, I will play it later on, but I play, you heard it already.
Yeah, but, it's nice.
I think Mamdani is a bit like Sonko in New York.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But he has a, you know, I looked up on Wikipedia his biography. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
His grandparents are from India, and they moved to Uganda. And then later, he moved to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And then after South Africa, they went to New York. Mm-hmm. So he's already covered three continents when he was 10 years old, so he's a real migrant, you know.
Yeah.
And proud of it also.
Yeah,
and then,
definitely.
You know, he's, I don't know,
I don't believe in the personal revolution, but he makes a good show. Let's listen to a little part of his speech, if Bart is ready, just to get an idea. You know, he's fighting Trump. He's going hard against Trump, mm-hmm. but at the same time, he is also giving energy to the people to fight the power, you know? That's nice. Listen.
If anyone can show a nation betrayed by Donald Trump how to defeat him, it is the city that gave rise to him. This is not only how we stop Trump, it's how we stop the next one. So Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have four words for you. Turn the volume up. New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants. And as of tonight, led by an immigrant. President Trump, when I say this, to get to any of us, you will have to get through all of us. My friends, we have.
Yeah, you hear that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
But you know what's happening? this guy, he used mm-hmm. to be a rapper.
Yeah, you used to be a rapper.
Yeah. Before we played a song made by him, and he also played with a Uganda rapper. Mm-hmm. And also, you know what is interesting? Before he went into politics, he was working for the government, for the council, mm-hmm. helping people to prevent evacuations so people don't lose their home.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I don't know how he did it, but
evictions,
that's how we found out how important it is that the rent, the people have to pay the rent for renting the house, you know. If they can make it stable, that will be helpful. So one of his key proposals is to make to freeze the rents, no higher rents anymore. That's a nice idea.
Yeah.
So in a way, he's a rapper and a squatter, and I like him. But don't let yourself be fooled by one man, you know. Just warning you.
Now look at the people. Look at the crowd. They show him love. Yeah, because the speech is very important. Because you know, he fight about the right for the migrants and you know, for all human beings.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah.
Yeah. You have good vibes and positivity, you know.
Yeah.
The speech is very, very interesting, you know. Yeah. I don't know him. I just hear him. I just see him. But it's a nice guy. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I think Sonko should invite him to come to Dakar.
Yeah. It's nice. Because, can I know this guy is a Republican or is a Democratic?
He's a socialist Democrat.
He's a socialist Democrat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The migrant need that kind of politician, that kind of leader to, you know, to defend them or to fight for them, you know. Yeah.
Well, we must fight together.
We must fight together. But it's nice to have this kind of leader, you know.
You know for instance, he says, "We are here to stop Donald Trump and the next one."
Because and the next one,
there is always the next one. You know?
The guy, you have the words, and you know, people, yeah, this speech is very, very, very rich. Yeah, very rich. Very, very, very powerful. That's why you say he like so he look like Sonko, because Sonko have that kind of speech. When he when he speech, everyone can see himself in inside the discord. You know?
Yeah,
that's why Sonko have power in Senegal. And I think this guy is take the same way like Sonko. Yeah. That's why the people, the population is behind him.
But let's see how he will use the power he has now. Keep an eye on him. Yeah, it's nice. Interesting. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Kan je het volgen, Bart?
Ja, ik kan het wel volgen. It's interesting. Yes, I can follow.
Wat vind je dan?
Wat ik moet het nou weer in het Nederlands?
Oh ja, what do you think about Mamdani?
Well, the thing is, you don't hear anything about it, and this is also already a month old, and you had this moment, which is. After this speech, I think that he was in the White House next to what you call it, this important desk. President Trump behind his desk and Mamdani standing next to him, and Trump looking up to Mamdani as a loving father, and everybody said that he's gay or I don't know that Trump. I don't know, but Trump has a feeling about success, and Mamdani had of course great success. I don't know. But after this moment, I had heard nothing about what Mamdani had done. So that's Mamdani so far, but I never heard this speech before, so that was nice to hear, and it's, sounds good.
Now, if I look on Wikipedia or on DuckDuckGo, I see all kinds of articles about how the left-wing parties in Holland try to find a way how to imitate, you know, Mamdani.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago, they did the same with Obama, or 5-6 years ago, they did it with Kennedy, and they never do it, you know, they suck.
Hans van Mierlo was the Dutch Kennedy.
Yeah, Hans van Mierlo was the Dutch Kennedy, and Jesse Klaver was the Dutch Obama, and what the fuck, or Samantha Jones, or Jessica, whatever. Now it's Caroline van der Plas and then Madonna. Anyway, what I say is we cannot rely on one man or one woman, you know. It's bullshit. It's a star fucking.
Yeah.
So, let's forget about star fucking. But it's an inspiration. I like it. It's okay. But it's like, it's a rap, you know. I mean, that's what my inspiration is also, because this guy starts as a rapper and musician. His whole family is artists and filmmakers and a professor in African studies. So he's that's my age, you know. His father is my age, and then he turns to rap, and now he's into politics. It's an interesting migration too, you know. You change your form. But in the speech, you hear the rap, okay?
Do you now? Yes, you want to hear rap there. No, but it's... you mean that he's good with words, like rap?
I feel the rap, man. Come on.
You
see, it's a rap battle between politicians, after all.
Yeah, but if you want to do rap and roll, then he's better than Trump at all.
But Trump is verbally strong, you must admit, too, not?
Yeah, but Trump is more punk.
This guy from Ukraine was a comic, so it's and Ronald Reagan, actor. It's not strange.
And Rob Jetten. Oh, no. Dick Schoof. Dick Schoof, the president. Yeah. Sorry, Mustafa, in Holland it's comedy time, you know? at the end of the year, it's all only you see comedy on television. We have a lot of comedians. We call them cabaretier. It's a French word. Cabaretier. Like stand-up comedians.
Okay. Merry Christmas time.
Yeah, it's Christmas time and New Year's Eve, you know.
Yeah.
Next week is New Year's.
Yeah, next week, yeah, inshallah, it's New Year, yeah.
Do you celebrate it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, but how?
Yeah, like, you know, yeah. Enjoy with Lamin, with brother and sister.
Okay.
You know, chill out. Yeah. Maybe like going to Senegambia, you know, put fire at midnight. We can put fire like the petrol. Yeah, okay. Like the fumigation, the bomb.
Okay. Yeah.
Fireworks.
Okay. Yes. You go to the beach too?
Yeah, if you want, you can at the end, at the beach night.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, at the beach, you have the club, the restaurant, yeah. The bar restaurant.
Okay.
Many bar restaurant is there, yeah.
It's not cheap.
It's cheap. Gambia, everything is cheap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheap in America, in Gambia. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a rich man.
Yeah, Gambia. If you have small money, you are a rich man. So, I don't say small money like sefade, like euro.
All right. I understand.
Because Dalasi is nice.
Hmm.
Hmm. Yeah.
I wonder, did you hear anything about the boats that capsized with 100 people lost their lives?
Yeah?
You know, some weeks ago, we talked about it before.
Yeah. Last week, yeah.
Yeah, you hear anything about it anymore?
About the boats? Yeah. You know, here it don't look like Europe, you know. Even when the boat have you know, accident in the sea, you don't can see some movement here, like, you know, who demonstrate, you know, for them, or, you know, something like that, some activists, you know. I don't see that here, like, you know, and that I can see that in Senegal. Because Senegal, maybe here, after I can tape and charge in YouTube or Google, Gambia, you know, rescue migrant people and this and that. You know, I can find.
Yeah, find out.
In the television or in the street here or in the news, I don't hear that.
Yeah.
You know, all I mean, you hear that. Yeah, that movement, I don't see that movement here.
Maybe there's some human rights organization or something, or lawyers, or, you know, sometimes they can do something.
Yeah. They have to do something, because Gambia, the youth of Gambia, take many of them take the boat,
yeah,
to go back where, like Senegal people too, yeah.
Hmm.
But many of the boy of Gambian boys, they take boat, and you know, many of them die in the sea, and you don't hear nothing about the government, because the government, the youth say, the government, the German government give them money at the President Barrow, with one man, they call him, you know, Lawyer Dabo, is the lawyer, but They agree for German government to bring back them son, the Gambian boys.
Yeah.
And that is not done. When the boys come here, you know, they don't give them, you know, nothing. like money, like, you know, and the government, British government, they give them subvention, they give the boys money, they give the government, Gambian government money to give the boys, you know, to the boys can do something like, you know, starting to do business or something like that.
Yeah.
But I used to sit with some boys who take the money, who have benefit for that kind of money. They benefit $65,000 and they buy car, yeah, like taxi. Yeah, I see that kind of boys, but I see some of them, they don't benefit for that money.
Mm.
You know, that is the government, African government. That's it. Going having that movement, you don't can see that movement because everyone try to find money or try to find your own.
Yeah, we call that corruption.
Yeah, but you know, we have to be together, you know, fight together, you know.
Yeah.
We
can talk about this with some of these guys maybe one day, yeah? To see how we can move together.
Yeah, because I have many Lamin here. Now I sit with Lamin. I have Lamin in my side there, you know.
Ah, okay, hello, Lamin.
Lamin. How are you?
I'm fine.
Hey,
sir.
How are you, brother? Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. You're listening.
Yes, I was listening, but not too much. I was watching football.
What is going on in the football match?
Yes, Burkina Faso just defeated Equatorial Guinea.
Okay, that was no surprise.
2-1, 2-1.
2-1, okay, that's not too much. There's not many goals yet, eh?
Hmm?
There's not too many goals yet.
No, there's not too many goals yet. Mm. Only Senegal, I don't know, which team just have 3 goals in the tournament.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And later on, now is Sudan, Algeria, I think. Eh?
Yes, Algeria, Sudan at 3:30.
Okay. Okay, not yet.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here it's almost 4:00, you know?
Okay.
In a different time.
Yeah, different time.
Yeah, we try to follow the cup from here, from Amsterdam also, you know? There's some places where African brothers come together to watch, and it's really nice. Well, maybe next week or for the finals, we go there together. You know, then we can make a nice celebration, especially if Senegal wins. Or Morocco is also nice.
Okay, I'm on.
We have a big Moroccan community also. There will be a lot of party coming on if they win. Hey, Lulu, stop.
Okay, in which country?
My dog. Sorry?
If I say in which country? Which country are you?
I'm with Senegal, of course.
Okay, you are in Senegal?
No, I'm in Holland, sorry.
You are in Holland, okay, Amsterdam.
Yeah, Amsterdam.
Okay, all right.
You know Ajax?
Ajax, yes, I know Ajax. And PSG Eindhoven, I think I know those two teams. And Feyenoord, yeah. I think. I don't know whether which. Those are the teams I know. I don't know all of the teams. But if I see someone that I know, this is a Hollandish team.
Yeah, the Graafschap. They're very good. The Graafschap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, next time.
And you know, there's a Dutch football player. He's very famous. He's playing in Senegal.
Okay.
And he's the only football player. He's a goalkeeper. Mm. Who played in all continents of the world.
All continents
of the world.
Of the world.
Yeah, he has been keeper in Asia and Africa, in Latin America and North America and Europe.
I don't know that guy. Who is that guy?
Now, I forget his name, but he's the second goalkeeper now. He's contracted. He's hired by a club from Senegal. Shit, I forget the name. Anyway, I will find it.
Okay, okay, no problem.
Thank you. Maybe we can also make interview with him. I want to do that already for a long time, but now is the time to work on it. Yeah, I will look it up.
Okay.
Mustafa, tell me, Kineo was in another city for a while. What's the name of that city? I forget. In Senegal.
The city of Senegal.
Yeah, where Adi lives also. Yeah. Or his mother. What's the name?
Chess.
Ah, Chess, yeah. I think he's playing with Chess, the goalkeeper from Holland.
The goalkeeper, okay. Chess.
Yeah, I think he's playing with Chess. So I'm not sure. Okay. I will find it. We talked about it a year ago.
Okay. Ah, maybe, yeah. Yeah. Or Saint-Louis, Ndar. Because Aladji Diouf is with the Saint-Louis.
Yeah.
But the goalkeeper, me, I don't know. I don't know the goalkeeper who you say. Is it big goalkeeper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, Cher Sec. Yeah, because Senegal is goalkeeper, I know many of them share sec.
Like, yeah, but
Tony Silva.
Yeah, okay.
Like Khadim, Yai. Yeah, many goalkeeper of Senegal, yeah.
So,
maybe we can find that after.
Yeah, maybe Kimball can find it, but he's not there.
Yeah,
he's our expert. I'm lying down now because I'm getting tired and I'm going to a Christmas dinner party with the family, so I have to relax a little bit and I have to walk with the dog. And I think it's time for some music. Bart, can you play some music, please?
Yes, is there something you especially like?
Maybe another Mamdani song? Nani?
Yeah.
Or you have some suggestion? Lamine, you do some music? You have some music we want to play?
I'm not getting you. You say what?
Do you have a song we can play?
Do I have?
On the radio? A nice song?
A radio.
You have a favorite rap?
No, I have a TV.
TV. This is radio, man. Come on.
I don't listen to radio. Okay, you say I'm on the radio. Or what are you saying?
You are on the radio now.
Yes, okay.
Okay. And we sometimes maybe have nothing to say, we play music, okay?
Yes, play music, let's enjoy it.
Can you tell Bart what to play?
Yeah, ik doe wat een andere, kijk of ik zo'n mandani kan doen.
Let's all talk together. That's also some kind of music. It's called disharmony.
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 Okay, play it. Let's listen and see.
Dat zijn allemaal shorts. Ze krijgen die. Zeg maar interviews, godverdomme, dus normaal. Ik wil die muziek hebben.
Hello?
Ja.
Die een hebben we al gehad, dus ik wil
I want to listen to Attack. I don't know whether you have it.
Ik heb mijn speeches. Muziek.
Echo. Charlie Bravo over.
DJ.
No stop.
Top zorg, Mamdani songs.
The same mystery as Chapati, origins of India, but born in Eugene. Rock brown skin, bandi mona Uganda ro, yembeko muru. This a taxi, but bazungu se matatu. See me driving dika wala. The same mystery as Chapati, origins of India, but born in Eugene. Rock brown skin, bandi mona Uganda ro, yembeko muru. This a taxi, but bazungu se matatu. See me driving dika wala wearing my sapatu. You worry about yourself, you don't worry about what I do. You get to where you're going, cause I'll do what I have to.
Dus nu heb ik ook wat titels waar ik op kan zoeken, tenminste.
Holland, you don't know, ask her today. I'ma chop off your money if you wanna stay. The girl of my skin has now brought me the waja. The duke are not mine, but
you
can't
do that. I love the very, I love the nice, some me I hate,
but I put a love, spice, so by ACB, I thought you would not buy. You can't talk still, sir.
One hour, one hour later. I tell you one, let me pass one.
Dus dat nu weten we ook, dus die Zoran Mamdani, die heet dan Zoran Kwame. En de tracks die je net hoorde waren Kanda, PSV, Wabula Nawe, Askari. Oh, so the songs we just heard are some of the Zoran Mamdani tracks as a rapper. Kanda, PSV, Wabula Nawe, Askari, Shotti Bahu, Nani and Spice. Where you hear that he does like Africa and India and... different
Mandani was rapper. Yep. It was a okay, former rapper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he used the name Kwame because his father was a great friend of Kwame Nkrumah of Ghana.
Okay.
So he used Kwame as the artist name, but he's now mayor of New York.
Yeah.
Kwame of New York.
And I think he's not only the first migrant mayor of New York, but also the first rapper mayor of New York. I think it's a nice combination.
Yes. But he's also an immigrant.
Yeah, he migrated a lot, you know. His parents, his grandparents are from India. His parents are from Africa. And he moved from Uganda to Cape Town and from Cape Town to New York. So he's been around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's from an artist family. His mother is a filmmaker and his father is a professor in African studies. And he's not from a lower class, you know? He's a privileged, but he's a migrant, you know? He knows something about migration. You have so many different kinds of migration, you know?
My mother also was a lecturer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was.
Mm-hmm.
You mean she passed away?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So how's the cassava growing?
It's not that lamin.
Ah, she's the one, sorry.
Okay.
It's not that
loving. That is not good. At home, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell you, I have many lamin here. Do you know lamin? Lamin is like Muhammad.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the name of the Prophet Muhammad. Muhammad okay. Lamin. Yeah, Muhammad Lamin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mamadou too. Mamadou is Muhammad too.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why the community Muslim like that name. Mustafa, Mamadou, Lamin.
Mustafa, can you bring the microphone to the television so we can watch the football?
Okay.
And the camera, please.
Yeah?
The camera. I want to watch.
The camera is closed.
You can open it. Okay. I see you. I want to see the match.
I'm here. The match.
Yeah.
The match is over. It's 3 o'clock. It's over. The game is over till 3 o'clock.
Okay, I don't like man. Okay. No, we stay tuned.
Okay.
No, I'm only joking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to grow what anyway.
Grow what you eat what you grow.
Okay then, yeah. Don't eat shit.
No. That word is for lamin. Lamin cassava.
Okay.
Lamin say grow what you eat. Eat what you grow.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're walking.
Yeah, just
going somewhere.
Yeah, out the compound.
Okay.
The scooter is here. My scooter, you can see.
All right. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, could you make a nice recording of the sound of your scooter?
Yeah. The any time I charge, much of it. Yeah.
Because it's time for making a tune. I want to make a nice tune for Radio Teranga, and I want to use the sound of your scooter.
No problem.
And then
I will do that.
Together with Bart and Michelle and shit, we can make a nice mix and we can make a nice jingle that we can play all over the world, you know?
Wat bedoelt u? Zo, moet ik daar een muziekcomponent bij doen?
Ja, doe maar wat. We are losing the connection. We are losing the connection.
Yeah, you can hear me.
Yeah, but maybe switch off the camera now because the connection is slow.
All right. You can hear.
Okay, go on.
You can hear?
Yeah, sure, go on. Bafau.
Bafau.
Bafau. Bafau.
Now, that was quite impressive.
Godverdomme, wat mooi. Oh, sorry. Jesus Christ, that was nice. It's like being born again.
Hey, ja, inderdaad, bijna 4 uur.
Hallo, you see? Yeah.
But that's the brakes.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay.
Everything is very nice.
Okay, but next time when you do another exercise, I want you to move on the scooter and ask your friend Lamin to make the recording so we can hear the sound of moving fast and breaking down and taking the wheels off the ground and, you know, do exercise. And then we make video and then we do the jingle and we make a nice TikTok shit, you know?
No problem. We can do that.
And then we will have 1 million followers and then you can sell and buy a lot of frippery, you know?
Yeah, 1 million.
Let's roll.
5 million or 10 million. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be rich, man. We buy a cruise boat and we move all together to I don't know where.
All around the world. To help people.
Yeah, yes. To Mars.
Yes. All let's around the world.
Let's take Greenland. Make it hot.
Greenland.
Yeah, you know Greenland?
What do you mean, Greenland?
Yeah, it's the biggest island of the world.
Oh yeah. How country?
Donald Trump wants to buy it
from Denmark.
To build a prison there.
it's the game, you know. Russia takes Ukraine, and then Trump takes Greenland, and then China takes Taiwan, and Senegal takes Gambia, and shit like that happens, you know. And
I know.
We take Luxembourg also, you know.
Yeah.
And then Brazil takes Portugal. And maybe maybe you can also take France together with Algeria, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Before France take Algeria, Algeria take France.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Because they were first. Or Mali can take France.
We have to repeat history, but the other way around, you know? That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't remember if I told you this before, but as a historian, I see the paradox in history. I give you one example to end the program, because it's getting late. You know, in the slavery days, Europeans took black Africans and forced them to leave their country and never come back. Nowadays, the same Europeans, they receive people who go willingly on a boat to Europe or to Africa or to America, risking their lives, but on their own, of their own will, you know, it's their decision to step on that boat. But now the Europeans force them to go back.
Yeah.
You know, it's the turning around. But it's the same shit. We don't need it no more. That's the message of Mount Dani, I think. Don't eat shit.
Yeah.
Do you follow it all?
We follow it. Yeah, it's nice. That is true. What do you say is true? Yeah, but now the African, me in my thinking, the African turn back before the European come and take them slave, take them by force. Now they go ourselves to tell them, hey, we are here. Take me like slave. I'm here because it's look like that. All my brothers, my younger brothers, or my elder brothers, who take the boat and go in Europe, they are going in themselves today to give themselves the white people to say, tell them, yeah, we are here. Treat us like slavery or what you want, but we are here. Yes, they are there to have maybe they think. Is better life. They think maybe suffering in Europe is better than suffering in Africa. And, you know, everyone is have your concept in your life, but me, I don't want to do that. I don't need that. I don't want to go in Europe like slavery, like no papers. You know, I don't want to live that. Yeah, if I don't can be there free, no, I'm happy to, you know, to struggle in the street, Gambia street, Senegal, you know, like, you know, it's nice. Yeah. Peace is nice.
Peace is nice. Freedom.
Yeah, liberty, freedom. Fly on like bird, you know. Look at the bird. Look at the animals. They don't have border, you know. They can't travel anywhere in the world, you know. The bird migrant. You can see them Senegal tomorrow. You can see them Canada, Europe. They don't have passport, ni visa. But some of them, you can catch them. You see the Brazil in the you know. Sentanki. In the legs. You can see. You know this. You know, have Brazil in the legs. You know this animal have maybe have a property or you know.
What animal?
The bird. Some bird. You can catch some bird and see Brazil in the legs.